AC/DC Night Prowler. Jason's classic cut. The classic cut was AWOL while Jason was on vacation. Something else has been AWOL that we then didn't do today, Jason, that we need to get back into sync on doing tomorrow. Jason takes a few days off and we get all out of our routine here. I want to start this hour revisiting a topic that we spent, I believe it was Friday, that we spent a lot of time on and took calls. But there are certainly new developments, and I think a distressing mindset that has settled in concerning the shooting death of a young man, Michael Brown, in suburban St. Louis, Ferguson, Missouri. And I'm just going to put it this way. The sense that I get is that a growing number of people, and I don't know how many, do not trust law enforcement at all. Now, things had quieted down after the State Patrol was brought in. And quite frankly, I think things quieted down because the protesters, the rioters, and the looters, and a lot of this is coming from out of that area, a la Act 10, here in Wisconsin, being brought in or just being drawn to it, particularly the looting, perhaps. Things quieted down because the State Patrol looked like they were going to be kinder, gentler. No more tear gas. No more this. And then on Friday, something happened. On Friday, the surveillance video showing Michael Brown obviously involved in a strong-arm robbery. More on that in a moment. This was featured, of course, on This Week Without George Stephanopoulos. I don't know why they still call it This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Excuse me, I got the hiccups from eating during the break. I needed to eat a piece of protein. Now I have the hiccups. Maybe I can hold my breath during this segment, this audio. It's certainly not the first piece. It's very short. Martha Raddatz on This Week on ABC yesterday, they do a report where the reporter essentially says, look, there's not going to be peace. The protests won't go away unless and until the officer is charged. Well, nobody knows yet if he should be charged. Yet, with Governor Jay Nixon on, Martha Raddatz asks this.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. Governor Nixon, thanks for joining us. You heard what Steve said just now. What do you think it will take and how soon? And will there be a prosecution of this officer, do you believe?
Now, he was smart enough not to answer that question in any form. But can you see the presumption of guilt there in her question? The presumption that, well, what's taking so long? Why hasn't this guy been charged, this officer? Because there's no evidence yet that he should be charged. As we speak, the Michael Brown family is holding a news conference with forensic pathologists who have, they commissioned their own autopsy. And they've got diagrams up of where he was hit in the head, so on, so on, so on. That's going on. So this is inflaming the situation again. But Martha Raddatz then asks Governor Nixon about the surveillance video that was released showing that Michael Brown obviously was involved in a strong-arm robbery before this happened. Now, the authorities are quick to say the officer didn't even know about that. The officer was unaware, and it's not as though he was shot because he was a suspect in a strong-arm robbery. But there's a template here, and we talked about this last week. In all of these shootings, the template has become you paint the victim, that is the deceased, as an angelic, pure as the driven snow young man. And this is the fantasy that they've been riding through this. I'll deal with those in a second here, Jason. The fantasy they have dealt with or are using. Now that's been punctured. That's been punctured. Because, well, look, he's just human. Listen to her ask Nixon about that.
But you understand why people were angry all over again this week. You saw Chief Jackson go out and present that surveillance video. Did you want that presented? The Justice Department didn't.
Now, we were unaware that they were going to release it, and we certainly were not happy with that that being released, especially in the way that it was. It appeared to, you know, cast aspersions on a young man that was gunned down in the street. It made emotions raw, and one of the reasons why, after the first night of bringing in a highway patrol and Captain Jackson, we had a pretty calm night that first night. That second night late, we saw folks get upset, and that's why we got the curfew last night. I'm really proud of everybody's effort last night, especially from the community.
Okay, did you hear the way that she framed that? Jason, I'm going to have you play that very beginning again. Listen to how she frames this. Go ahead.
But you understand why people were angry all over again this week. You saw Chief Jackson go out and present that surveillance video. Did
Stop.
You want that presented?
You understand why people were upset. Because he revealed that surveillance video. And the governor of the state of Missouri calls it casting aspersions on a young man. No. Here would be casting aspersions on a young man. If you say, well, yeah, you know, we understand that he was involved in a strong-armed robbery prior to the shooting, and then you don't provide any proof, that would be casting aspersions. That video was released to break a storyline that is a lie. And it's a storyline that is used in all of these shootings. It has become standard operating procedure to have all the family and all the friends paint the young man who is dead as perfect. You saw it with Trayvon Martin. Why, he was just the nicest, most innocent kid in the world. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. What you have in Michael Brown is an imposing figure built pretty much like a football player, 6'5", about 300 pounds. And we don't know what yet happened in the conflict with the officer. We do know that he was in a strong-arm robbery. And did you hear the immediate reaction from the black community and from his family and supporters? They accused the law enforcement of photoshopping his face into that video. As always, not wearing the same clothes. Yeah, he was. It's clearly him. And I believe his accomplice in the strong-arm robbery later confirmed that. Again, that doesn't mean he deserves to die. And there's, at this point, they're saying that the officer had no idea about the strong-arm robbery, so it doesn't have any direct impact, it appears, on the shooting. So why really? You can understand why people are upset that you released that, aren't you? No, I actually am not. Other than it shatters the little myth that they were trying to perpetrate and perpetuate. That's why they're upset. You're never supposed to challenge the image they set that the person who was shot was perfect. That he was just this wonderful human being. Showing him actually committing a crime is not casting aspersions. What Nixon initially did and what the guy from the State Patrol that he put in charge of this initially did was showed weakness. And it exploded on them yesterday. They're going to have to use strong-arm, hardball tactics to get control of this community. Because throwing themselves at the mercy of the rioters and looters isn't going to work. They know that now. But here's the larger issue here. What you have is a level of distrust of law enforcement that the likes of which I have never seen in my life. Are there bad cops? Of course there are. Are there cops that abuse their power? Of course there are. Did the process of how police officer-related shootings be investigated, how they're investigated, have to be changed in Wisconsin? Yes. And it should be changed everywhere. No law enforcement agency should ever investigate itself in a custody-related death or officer-related shooting. It should never happen. And I agreed with the law change here in Wisconsin. But it is literally frightening to me how many people responded to the topic on Friday, either by email or by phone, who now paint all police officers with the same brush. Things they would never do to someone who's black or Jewish or any minority. But they paint cops as all being dirty or capable of this type or of, I don't know what happened here, if in fact that this young man was wrongly shot, of that type of abuse. Well, that's fine. If you're going to paint the picture that all cops are bad, that all cops are thugs, who the hell do you think is going to protect you? Who do you think's going to protect you? And if you are going to indict all cops as capable of abuse and believe that they're guilty till proven innocent, what type of person do you think from here on out is going to become a law enforcement officer? A listener brought this up in an email last week. Who do you think's going to become cops? People who don't give a damn. That's who. The overwhelming majority of law enforcement officers continue to be respectable, responsible law enforcement officers who take both their duty and the authority they are given to dispense that duty very seriously. A small minority do not. A small minority do not. What has exacerbated this in large part is YouTube videos and people who are willing to exploit, like Al Sharpton swooping down there, inciting people for political gain. And somehow we think it's justified for tensions to flare again because they released that video? Give me a break. And I'll tell you what, if you want to be a cop, go ahead. You give it a try. By the way, that's a listener point. Jason points out even though the cop didn't know about what he had done, the kid knew and did react the way he did because he knew and thought this cop was getting for the robbery. That might be true, and that's a perfectly fine theory, but we don't know that. If he hadn't done anything, he might be alive today. In other words, yeah, and that's very possible. And I had considered that. What may have happened is the kid thought the cop was approaching him because the cop knew about the robbery. We don't know. There's no way of knowing that. But I'll tell you right now, I think we're at a tipping point in this country. I understand anti-government sentiment. But I'll tell you right now, we're at a dangerous moment if a large portion of the public is going to turn its back on law enforcement. It's 10:20.
The Jerry Bader Show.